That's why you come today in the part two, understanding the seasons and the timings. We started last week and I asked you, do you know why the clock ticks? Some of us see the clock ticking, but we don't understand why the clock ticks. Understanding the seasons and the timings, part two. First Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. And the children of Issachar, which were men who had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do. The heads of them were 200 and their brethren. When you have understanding of time, you know what to do. Time is a fragment or a measure against the happening or a desire. Time is a fragment or a measure against the happening. All of you are saying, I'm getting old. I want to get this because you are measuring your breakthroughs. You desire to have an opportunity. That's why you're saying time is running out. So time is a measure. Genesis 18:14. And the Lord said, at this appointed time, Sarah shall conceive a child. 2 Kings 4:16-17. And the man of God told the man, tomorrow, according to time, you shall bear a child. Hallelujah. And the child was born. That was God's timing, according to the word of God. There's nothing could have made that woman abort. Nothing. Because it was not the woman's time. The woman told Elisha, do not lie to me, please. Because I don't want to plan and my baby's children, kids, and everything, then I don't see the child. But it says, according to the word of the Lord, when God is involved, your time is secure. The security of your time is how God is involved with your time. That boyfriend you are seeing, if God is not involved with him, that girlfriend you are seeing, if God is not involved with him, a heartbreak is coming. I'm telling the truth. Unless God is involved, emotions have no sense. I told my wife something. My mother told me something very powerful before I got married. He told me, you don't marry because you're in love. Because love is something that grows. But you marry a woman who's spiritual because automatically love will grow. Because God is love. You don't say I marry you because I love you. That's a lie. The day you reach the house, I slap you. Will you say you love me? I love you because of where I found you. If I find God in you, I found love. Simple. She told me that. Marry a spiritual woman. I love you, I love you, I love you. Wait till she kicks you. She switches off the phone. Start cursing and binding the devil. There's no devil to bind and curse. It's why, where did you find that? Say, she told me very well. Don't say that I'm in love. No, 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 no. He said, my son, love grows. When you find a woman in God, the love will come. It will come because love is natural. If you live with me, I treat you well. You love me, is it true? You will miss me. It is automatic. This one that you see somebody say, I'm falling. Where are you falling? Love does not fall. God will have fallen down. God is love, is it true? And love is God, is it true? Then if love falls, God will have come down, fall from heaven, is it true? I'm falling in love. Falling, doom. She told me, that's it. Time. If you do anything outside God's timing, you miss it. That's why the Bible says there's a time for dying. There's a time to be born. There's a time to be single and there's a time to marry, my friends. Not because every chicken is having a mate, every cock will start making noise. Even a cockerel observes time before he starts chasing a hen. Do you know that? Observe. Those who are farmers, observe. And that's why Solomon sat down and said, I've sat down and observed even the ant. Sometimes use natural things to give you practical sense. Time. God is the creator of time, and time has never been in our hands but God. And I told you last Sunday, why does the clock tick? Why does it click? What was the answer? Why does the clock tick? Because you have an appointed time. There is a time for you to change your story. A time for you to change your level. A time for you to be healed, to be restored. That's why this clock ticks. That's why I say, I know the plans I have towards you. God cannot plan for you without time. Is it true? You have to tell me God is so stupid that he says, I have a plan for you and he did not put time. God had a plan for Jesus, and Jesus stayed in his father's house for 29 years old at 365. Their quarter one is when you went to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because the ministry at 30 years old. You are planning on yourself. Jesus himself, even when Mary said, come, we need, wine, is it true? He said, my time is not yet. Because there's an appointed time for you to do particular things. If the only way you can know those things is when you spend time with God. Because the spirit of truth shall do what? Shall guide you, shall teach you, and shall show you. John chapter 16 verse 13. So ask your neighbor, what are you doing with your time? Ask your neighbor, what are you doing with your time? Are you timing yourself or you're allowing God to time you? Why men struggle is because they think they invented time. Or they have control over it. No man invented time. Tell me who invented time. Who can tell me? Go research. You're telling me. They invented only clocks. But they never invented time. God is the only invented time. I'm planning when I time 30 years old, I should be married, have a good car. That's your thought. Hallelujah. Ask God, Lord, what are your plans for me? What should I engage in now? Should I be a start a business? Should I go to school? Some of us are doing this because people think it sounds is good. You should do it. You should go here. Who told you if you go there, that's what will happen? Listen to me. If now you say you are going to Uganda, and God not tell you to go to Uganda, my friend, you will be Ugandan there. You will come back here. Because you did not observe the clock of time. You observe the clock of happenings. Happenings is not time. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Because you lack today doesn't mean your time to be rich will ever come. It will come. You understand what I'm talking about? A happening should not determine. People are having circumstances because they don't observe time with the eyes of God. A circumstance is a platform where you operate at the same circle without moving ahead. I told you. Where I started life. When you turn on your right, you see a wall. You look backwards, you see a wall. Look on your left, you see a wall. If you turn again, you see what? A door. Exit point. Hallelujah. That's where I started life from. But the circumstances didn't mean I'll never change level. Because when my appointed time came, I changed. Is it true? Your time will come. The question is, where are you basing your time with? All these things you're planning to do, all these things you're engaging with, where do you understand why you're doing them? Do you understand if God is part and parcel of that thing? Because God is the founder of time. And when God visited Abraham, Abraham became father of many. His time came. Your time will come. That's why there's no competition in heaven. Everyone shall run upon their runs according to the book of John chapter 2. And no one shall overtake their mates. According to time, you are not supposed to be competing with me. You are supposed to be observing the time of God. Because I'm driving doesn't mean you need to drive. Because you're flying doesn't mean I need to buy a rocket. I should observe the appointed time. The question is, when you are waiting, what do you do with that time? When Jesus was waiting for his call, he was a carpenter. Is it true? That's why they said this man from the carpenter's house. He was observing processes. Most of us, we have missed God because we don't appreciate the process. The process you will never appreciate, will never change you, will never save you from any form of recess. Most of us are going backwards because the time you're supposed to be spending time with God, we are doing it, doing the wrong thing at that moment. The clock ticks because I have an appointed time. Tell your neighbor, I have an appointed time. I have an appointed time to be decorated. I have an appointed time to change levels. I have an appointed time to build houses. I have an appointed time to buy cars. I have an appointed time to build nations, to feed people. So don't look at me like that. Be careful how you are positioning your eyes. Because my appointed time is coming. That's why that clock is ticking. Hallelujah. Amen. The reason you are frustrated, you're thinking you're losing time, is because you don't know. And the children of Issachar knew. They understood. They had understanding of time. Understanding of what to do. By now, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can never do anything. Some of us are doing this. My parent gave me this idea, let me do. Your parent is not God. The best manufacturer of a thing is the one who knows the product. Is it true?
Yes.
Listen to me. I buy a car for my daughter. My daughter may not drive it, but you may never know how to fix it. Is it true? I need a manufacturer to fix it. Is it true? Because you have been given an idea, also look for the one who gave you the idea. You know something about? So that the day you are sold, he can fix it. Why people are facing relationship issues? You know, I have an emotional feeling. When I see him, my heart just skips like ram. Like ram. Like ram. Okay. It skips ram truly well. The day you have war, who will come and fix it? If God is not at the center, there will be frustration. Why people have heartbreaks? It's so simple. Because God was not there. Simple. If God was not there, there will not be heartbreaks. So I encourage you, my daughters, just stay where you are until the Lord opens your eyes. It is so bad to have too much disappointment. Amen. If you want to avoid disappointment, let God be part and parcel. Don't just say, I saw a brown skin and I was confused. Love does not confuse. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is self-control. You understand? Self-control does not confuse people. I saw a black lady, man, Jesus. I thought the setting of the sun was there. Huh? Which setting of the sun was there? There was no setting of the sun, my friend. That was your own timing. That's why people say, whosoever findeth a wife, there's a time to find. Tell your name, man. Tell, if you're sitting next to a man, tell your man, there's a time to find. Not every woman is a woman. He said, whosoever findeth a wife. Simple, yeah. And tell, if you're sitting next to a woman, tell them, be foundable. So not every time you should be foundable. I'm telling the truth. You are, as a woman, you're not a billboard for everyone to see you. Is it true? Yeah. The decency of a woman is in a secret. That's why women don't sit apart. They sit crossing their legs. Is it true? It's their secret. There's decency. The secret of a woman is in a decency. So if every woman, any man can text you anytime, even at night, hi babe, hi pumpkin, you are confused. Another one texting you, hi babe, hi star. You understand? You have to quit a malenge. Because you forgot the time. There's a time for every. Am I saying the truth? So today we shall be looking at the ministry of men of God in relation to time and seasons. This one I'll move very fast because I need to pray for all of you. The ministry of men of God in relation to time and seasons. Men of God are assigned to two major things, irrespective of their line of call. Irrespective of their line of? Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15. Are we there? If you're there, say amen. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15. The ministry of men of God in relation to time and seasons. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15. Are we there? Yes. Let us read together. 1, 2, 3, go. The main two assignments of men of God. Number one is to feed you with knowledge. To feed you with what? Acts chapter 20 verse 32. I commend you to the word of his God that is able to build you up. You understand? If a man of God does not commend you towards knowledge, how will you grow with God? Hallelujah. Salvation is not gymnastics. Tell your neighbor, salvation is not gymnastics. You don't need to somersault for God to hear you. Tell your neighbor, you don't need to somersault for God to hear you. In your sitting position, God can hear you. The problem is knowledge. To feed you with what? Acts 20, that I commend you to the word of God that is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. Number two, the man of God line is to give you understanding. Say understanding. Understanding. Acts chapter 8, verse 30 to 31. And Philip met the Ethiopian eunuch and asked him, do you understand what you read? And the Ethiopian eunuch said, how do I understand unless a man shows me? There are things you may never understand unless you sit at the feet of the man of God. That's why I say, Martha, Martha, one thing is needful, to sit at the feet of Jesus. Because this thing is needful, you need to gain understanding. Not every time is food. May God give you understanding. Every time you despise the ministry of a man of God, your timeline gets extended to a particular position or possession. Every time you despise the ministry of men of God, your timeline what? Gets extended to get a particular position or possession. Why most people have delayed is because they despise the counsel of men of God. But every time you honor them and have high value of regard to them, you access quick position and possession. Quick what? Position and possession. Israel's timeline to get out of Egypt was there. But God needed to appoint a prophet to draw them out of there. Do you know that? They knew based on their forefathers that Abraham said, Joseph said, they will stay in captivity and they shall be released. Is it true? But God needed to appoint a man to release them from there. God has an agenda with everyone according to his divine plan. But it takes us to be sensitive to the ministry of men of God to accelerate the time plan. To accelerate what? The Ethiopian eunuch, if you had not met Philip, he would have said reading that scripture all that time. Is it true? The widow of Zarephath, if you had not ordered Elijah, he would have died at the doubt. The Shunammite woman will not have been sensitive towards the ministry of Elisha. She would have stayed barren forever. The timeline was sped up because of the ministry of the man of God. Hosea chapter 12 verse 13. And by a prophet the Lord brought out Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. By what? By the ministry of a man of God, they were brought out. And not only that, they also were what? Preserved. They are what? There's no way God will give you cancer. The Shunammite woman, you remember? Elisha prophesied about the child. Is it true? The child came and the child died again. Is it true? It's the same Elisha who brought back the child back to life. There's no way God will put a man in your life and allow you to suffer. It's how sensitive you are towards them. That's what matters. If you don't listen to cancer, I told Tol, where I'm standing and where you're standing, we're seeing two different things. Because it doesn't matter your height, can you stand? This guy is tall, is it true? We are now looking at each other like this, you see? He's tall. But he doesn't see what I'm seeing. It's as simple as that. And I told him, the day you need to come to me, call me. And I left him and I went. He faced his own wrath, ask him. He came for me on a Sunday service and said, Daddy, I want to speak to you. I gave him instructions. I told him, call me when you... And I went my own. It was him to be spiritual. He came to his mind. I said, hey, where is this man? He said, sir, I'm coming on Wednesday. I said, oh yeah, come. I didn't refuse. But he has said his testimony. Is it true? Since he came, things have changed. It's not at the size. It is in the eyes of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Moses was a stammerer. I believe there were eloquent men in Israel. Is it true?
Yes.
It's not in the eloquence of it. That's why my vision, the vision of the vision says my speech and my preaching is not with the enticing words of man. But what?
The demonstration of the Spirit
and
the power.
There were men who met with Jesus. Yet they were never delivered. Do you know that? There are men who met with Jesus like life. Jesus even preached to them, but they were never delivered. Matthew chapter 13, verse 53 to 58. You can read that on your own time. Verse 57 says, and they were offended in him, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and his own house. Verse 58, and he did not many mighty works there because of their what? Unbelief. They didn't believe in the ministry of the man of God. Jesus did not do anything. Jesus, the Son of the living God, had the power to rescue them from every distraction. But they never received anything because they never believed. Their season and time did not change. So ask your neighbor, do you want your season and timing to change? Amos 3:7. Do you know where Amos is? Today you will find it. Look for Amos. It's in between Malachi and Genesis. Hallelujah. If you are there, say amen. Are you in Amos? Hey, you guys are Bible studios. I'm an historian. That's very good. Amos chapter 3 verse 7, I'll be impressed. I think next time I'll be quoting such scriptures now. Let us go. You are laughing. I think it's good for you. Because some of us have never seen that scripture. We only know Genesis, Deuteronomy, Exodus. Then you skip to Psalms, Isaiah, Proverbs. You skip to Jeremiah. Then from Jeremiah, you find yourself in Matthew. So, Amos 3:7, what does it say? When God wants to set you free from something, he will send a man across you. God will never come down. God will always send men. Tell your neighbor, God will always send men. There's no, if for even to get born again, for you to come to church, there's a man who told you, come follow me to church. Is it true? God will always send men. It's how sensitive you are that will determine. God can never do anything. Even if God wanted to give you victory. That's why some of us even have known aunties or uncles in high positions, but they never helped you. They drive cars, but they have never helped. Why? Men of God are the revealers of times and seasons, and they can save your journey of many years to months. Do you know that? The journey you're supposed to take for many years, it can save you to months. You can read that study case in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 3 to 20. 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 3 to 20. It was Saul. Saul had lost the ass of his father, Kish, the father-in-law. Is it true? But he said, his servant told him, we will walk for many days and not find it. Why don't we find a seer in Jerusalem? A prophet known as Samuel. And the man said, can we pack an offering for the man of God? Let us go see him. And when they went to the man of God told them where the donkey has already been found. They will have continued looking for the donkey which they could not have found. Sometimes you're looking for things that has an answer when you're only concerned. As simple as that. They say, let us go. And they met a lady, the maiden told them, the man of God is ahead of you. Rush, you'll catch up with him. And when Samuel came, Samuel knew they were coming. God told him yesterday that this hour, a Samuel is coming. Now imagine if Saul did not listen to his servant. They would have walked and walked and walked, but never found the donkey. What you are looking at, what you are looking for is next to you. Tell your neighbor that. It's always next to you. It's never there. It's always next. We can look at other examples. The Shunammite woman with Elisha. The woman with the issue of blood. 38 years. That you what? He said, now, if I can just take the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. If I, you understand what I'm talking about? She went and he touched, she was in. The man at the beautiful gate. The angel has been coming and starting the wool and is going. When he heard about Jesus coming, he screamed, Jesus, have mercy upon me. And Jesus came, he was healed. Elijah, the widow of Zarephath. The man at the pool of Bethesda. The man at the beautiful gate. See, even God, I have none. But at the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and. But they used to park there at 3 o'clock every day, Peter and John going to prayer. Men of God were passing, but. Rahab and Joshua. Rahab was a prostitute, but was sensitive to know that was a man of God. So you can never blame God for never helping you. You can always blame yourself because there's someone who told you, you never listened to. That's why you are taking a lot of time. Wrong relationships, wrong businesses, wrong investments. You are spending time with the wrong people. Someone is telling you, this thing, you need to stop that cancer. Stop spending time with that thing. Stop talking to that person and say, it's my life. It's my life, okay. God is looking and say, it's your life, okay. You take on your life. You will know time belongs to me. Paul said, everyone who thinks they know, they don't know. Is it true? Don't never think you know. I myself has my own counsel. I have my own mentors. I look at them. I call them. I say, I'm saying this. What do you say, sir? I myself. He said, blessed are they that sit at the counsel of the godly. The godly. The godly. The opposite is true. So what attitude should you have towards men of God in your life? What attitude? Because this is where we have a battle. Number one, say acceptance. Attitude of acceptance. You need to know how to accept the will of God in your life. Matthew chapter 10 verse 41. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall always receive the righteous man's what? Reward. A man of God can never tell you what you don't, if you don't accept him. It's as simple as that. Every time you accept a man of God, you will always receive the reward the man of God is carrying. It's as simple as that. Acceptance. Attitude of what? I know you know, but just be accepted. Be willing to listen. Okay, what does he want to say? Acceptance. Attitude of acceptance. Because the reward starts when you accept. I can never force your mouth to take food that you don't accept. Is it true? It's the same thing. No blessing can come in your life if you don't accept the curse of the man of God. If you don't accept the man of God, there's no way. Number two, belief. Say belief. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets and you shall what? Your prosperity in relationships, your prosperity in finances, your prosperity in career, mental ability. Your prosperity, simple. He didn't say anything. Just believe in his prophets and you shall what? And you just believe. Tall. Could believe too. And you prosper. What is that with that? But why are you not prospering? You know, I have an MBA in business. I will start this business and I succeed. I'll show you the scriptural laws. Because you don't know about territorial forces. Do you know what makes a woman pregnant? It's not the sperm, it's the life in the sperm. It's God who brings life. They said the fruit of the womb is a reward. Is it true? So it's God who gives it, it's not you. So you with your own papers. God can teach you your own lesson. How many professors do we have? Tell me the richest professor in the world. Then I respect you right now. The richest person in the world is not even a professor. Is it true? Does he have PhD? Go check. He doesn't have. It's not in your documents. Believe in his prophet and you shall what? They're talking about Dangote in Nigeria. I tell you about something, that man. There's a story that's going on. I've read it and he said it by himself. There's a late man of God, Archbishop Denson Idaosa of blessed memory in Nigeria. He had a flight to go somewhere, but the man of God came there late and didn't have a seat. The man is a Muslim, but Dangote is a Muslim, is it true? He stood and left his seat for the man of God to go. And that was the end of it. And the man of God paid for him. He said, you shall be blessed. He, Dangote, was saying it. The man has been blessed till now. Believe in your prophets and you shall prosper. He believed he was a man of God. He, Muslim, believed he's a man of God. He excused the man of God to sit to go because he was going for a mission. That's why the wisdom of God are higher than man's wisdom. Hallelujah. Time. You want to save your time? Learn to believe in the man of God. Accept the number three. Be loyal. Be what?
Loyal.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. Loyalty determines who looks for you. And they must give account that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for who? For you. If you're not loyal, it is unprofitable for you. If you're loyal, it is profitable for you. For you. Tell your neighbor, for me. If I am loyal, tell your neighbor, if I'm loyal, it's benefit for me.
If I'm loyal, it's benefit for me.
Be loyal. When we are given specific instructions, don't say, I know my formula. I told you, buy testimony books. Is it true?
Yes.
Write whatever you're believing God for. Is it true? That's your own. Has God been answering your prayers? It's just my instructions. I have never come in your house and say, I break, I command, I... No. It's you to obey instructions. You don't need a prophet to lay hands on you. You need to take instructions. Tell your neighbor, take instructions. Naaman was healed by taking instructions. The prophet did not even see Naaman. He told Naaman, go wash yourself at River Jordan.
And the man was offended. How can a Syrian captain come to a man of God and not even pray for him? And the servant said, do as the man said. And he went and he dipped himself 7 times. At the 7th time, the man was washed. Loyalty. Say loyalty. Loyalty is an ability to obey without question. There's no need of sitting next to a man of God and you're standing next to him in your heart. It's better you go. You'll draw your own self to your own things.
Number 4, say service.
Service.
Serving the man of God.
There are some things comes by serving the man. Just serving. Elisha came behind all the sons of the prophets, but Elisha is the one who took it because of service. Whenever you are serving, you'll always hear what men are not hearing. You will always hear the someone that is never in the pulpit. I'm telling the truth. There are some things I can never say. I can only say it when I'm with someone. Because the inspiration came at the moment.
2 Kings chapter 3 verse 11. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord? And one of the king's Israel servants, you hear that? King's Israel's what? Answered and said, here is Elisha the son of Shaphat, who poured water in the hands of Elijah. They only knew the man who poured water in the hands of Elijah. If that man was with a prophet, I think he can prophesy also. Service. Coming to sit down with me does not reduce you. It has to you. These sons of the prophet were on the other side when Elijah and Elisha crossed over to Jordan. Is it true? And they were on the other side looking. Hey! That man has the spirit of Elijah. But they were the first. What were they doing? But Elisha and Elijah, wherever they went. Is it true? They went. There's no way you can follow a man and fail to serve them. I'm not telling you the truth. It's automatic that you must serve them. Do you know following people has a responsibility by itself? It has its own burden. I'm telling you the truth. Burden. Do you say the word I said burden? Yeah. It has it. Service. Serving the man of God. It can save you. By that time you can tell me, but then I was planning to do this. What do you think, sir? And I tell you something that you say, ah, goodness, I was waiting for that. You understand what I'm talking about? And it can save your time for doing many, many things that for no reason. Most of you have been here because you know the time you have saved yourself from. Is it true? Now imagine if you can be more deeper in it. Number 5, by giving. Say giving.
Giving.
I know that many things are going around. But you see, giving to men of God does not reduce you. Does not what? If you give it by faith and we understand, look, let me show you. Matthew chapter 10 verse 42. I want us all of us open there so that we don't just quote it. Matthew chapter 10 verse 42. Are we there? Are we there? And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a what? In the name of a what? What will say? Verily I say to you, he shall no wise lose his what?
There's always a reward when you give to a man of God.
You say disciple, even don't say man of God. If you just give to one of my disciples water, there will be a reward. Cold water.
A reward. God can save your time. God can save you from a man of distractions. The man with soul, they say, I have money, let us go give to someone and let us make a meal. You know, those guys were wise. They didn't go there just like that.
Number 6, say followership. Philippians 3:17. Brethren, be ye followers together of me and mark them which walk so as ye have as an example.
Followership. Follow. 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 Say go for soul winning. Follow. Don't say, I know. One thing I can tell God, I say thank you. I have real followers in this church. Do you know that? I have real ones. I was somewhere on Friday. It was Friday or Thursday? Dickens, when was it? Friday. Thursday we had service. Friday. I was somewhere, I was invited in a church, a friend of mine,
they give me quite a lot of business. So they had a ministry conference. I came to the church. Our attendance is more than theirs, and I've been there for 7 years. And I said, these guys are doing PA. Do you know what I call PA? God wants people who follow him. You know what I'm talking about? Followers of me. If I can't follow God, no, you can never follow God. It's as simple as that. If you can't hear me pray, if you can't not see me fast, you know you never fast. You say that he's telling us fast and he's still speaking us all the time. When you talk to him, he's just belching. I tell you, I'm loaded with Coca-Cola. No, followers. I was humble. I told God, thank you. We are not yet even 2 years. Is it true? See how we are doing well. By the end of this year, we'll be far and wide in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 7, say obedience. Colossians 3:22. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service. Don't obey with, because you have said with us and saying, no, that's not obedience. And delayed obedience is disobedience. Okay? Not with eye service. Oh, daddy, that is here. No, let us start praising. No, what were you doing before I arrived? But in singleness of heart, fearing God. In the fear of what? Joshua 22 verse 2. And he said to them, you have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you. This is God talking about Joshua. Joshua obeyed everything Moses said. Joshua 22 verse 2. And he said unto them, ye have kept all that Moses, thy servant, the Lord, commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. Joshua obeyed God's voice and obeyed Moses, his master's voice. Obedience. I'm telling you, don't do these things. You're just insisting on to do it. Listen to me. I'm one of the interesting people. I will see you suffering and I will look at you. Until you know how to open your mouth. You only ask, that's when you receive. If you are told to do something, listen. There's no father who can tell his son to go and catch a snake if he knows the man cannot kill the snake. Is it true? Yeah. Because I know the snake has his poison. You had been told to say, obedience. Joshua will receive that throne because he obeyed to the last. What qualifies me to benefit from the ministry of God of God? Number one, say salvation. Tell anybody you must be born again. We are not apologizing about that. You must be born again. Philippians 3:16 to 18. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. We can never mind the same thing if you are not born again and I'm born again. Equally yoked, we can never be. John chapter 3, verse 3. You must be born. You must salvation. You can't say I'm benefiting from the ministry of the man of God and you don't know who God is. First of all, know God. How do you call him man of God and you don't know who God is? Be born. Yeah. Number 2, be filled with the Holy Ghost. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 to 14. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that which raised Jesus from the Lord, which raised up the Lord Jesus, shall raise up us also by Jesus, shall present us with you. You must be filled with the Spirit. The Holy Ghost will teach you. God will talk to you on a personal level. Hallelujah. He said, I shall give you pastors. God must show you who's your pastor. Not everyone here must be their pastor. God will show you. You know what I'm talking about? God will show you. You must be sensitive. Number 3. Know the Lord your God. Know what? Most of us don't know God. Know God. How do you know God? By studying the word, listening to messages. Know God, personal. So that when a man of God even tells you something, you can verify by the word of God is true. He's not telling me things because he feels like, or because he is emotional. No. I know there are people who can manipulate you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Wakwambie, Richard, toa mfunguo, toa wallet yote. Mungu amesema leta wallet yote. Atakuletea tena kupeleka nyumbani, utashanga. No, God is not a user of men, he's a maker of men. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. So you must know God on a personal level. Know God. If you don't know God, how can you benefit from the ministry of the man of God? Joshua knew God, that's why he was able to obey Moses. Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 2 to 7. You can read that on your own time. Number 4, serve the Lord your God. Serve what?
If you serve God, there are some things
you will know and you will understand. Joshua chapter 24 verse 15, he says, as for me and my house, we shall do what?
Joshua did not follow Moses because he wanted to follow Moses.
He knew I need to serve God. You understand what I'm talking about? That's why as he was following Moses, he knew he was serving God as much as he was serving the man of God.
Elijah knew he was serving God as much as he was serving Elijah. Serve God, attitude of serving God.
You can do. Come here, clean the room, arrange the chairs. That's service to God. You understand what I'm talking about?
Serve God. Tell your neighbor, serve God.
And lastly, never think you are helping God by taking care of servants of God. Hallelujah. Never think you are helping what? By taking care of his servants. But you are helping yourselves. But you're doing what? Luke chapter 10, verse 4 to 11. Read that on your own time. He says very well, whoever accepts you, I'll leave peace. Whoever accepts you, leave a blessing. You are not helping God by helping. If you give me something, don't think you're helping God. Say, Lord, you see, your servant is in this. That's why God does not call poor people. Generally. If God calls people who are doing something, tell me in the call of God in the Bible, who was called, who was not doing anything. Everyone was busy doing something. Is it true? Including Jonah, who was running away. Hallelujah. All of you can say for sure, I've been a blessing to you. Is it true? Not with church money. I know you don't even touch church money. I don't know even what's in the account. My own. That's why you respect me. When I tell you God can bless you, say that's true. I can see the blessing in your life. But me telling you God has blessed you, my shoes are looking the other way. You found me idol. He said, this is not God. Lord, we cast that spirit and we bind it in the name of Jesus. Have you learned something?
Yes.
You can save your time by the ministry of men of. And Saul saved his time by that. The Shunammite woman saved it.